I don't understand. This is the next thing. I mean, the beer. You saw the beer?
Yeah.
It's difficult. Because the beer is a big problem, according to the Rush. Beer is going to be a big problem, right? Because beer is basically cooked grains that give their time to the water.
What's the premise of the question? Like,
the premise of the question is like, it's like Mesh Lakos. Why isn't it different than Mesh Lakos?
Should it be Mazonas or Hadamah, according to the question?
That's a good question. It should be Hadamah, really. What is he saying?
He brings in the Mazonos in the end, right? His answer. The Rabban Shmuel. He doesn't, I don't know, he does what.
That's a good question. And maybe because, it's a good question.
Because it is like a certain process.
Grains that are cooked, because Rabban Shmuel, I think their thing is that by anything that's cooked with grains.
It says Kosher Yeshbo.
Yeah. But I think it's a tafsho. Because if it's raw, you're not... It's a good question. That seems to be a question, too. Who's the Rabban Yonah says Adama?
I didn't see the Rabban Yonah about the beer. I couldn't find it.
Oh, you couldn't find it about the beer? Oh, okay. It's on this Gemara that we were doing with the Dvash. Or with the Mesh Lakos.
Yeah, well, why did the Rush mention it with the Dvash, not with the Mesh Lakos?
That's a good question. Why did he mention it with the Dvash? Because the bracha is a shackle.
But I just don't understand why the question is from the... Like, he seems to be asking from the Dvash.
Yeah.
Like, Dvash.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I think it's because... Yeah, what's the question? Go ahead. Vim Toma, is it the... He says, "V'sheichar osli mina tamorim o sheichar seorim." Mevorkin olav shahakol ki these berg amoker teiros. Yeah. So why is he bringing it here? I guess because of the tamorim, or because it's a shahakol. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but like the premise from which this question is, isn't the question?
No, but apparently he held this is the right place for this halacha. The halacha, what's the bracha on beer? This is where the place is. Now there's a question. What is he going to do? V'im tomar b'sheich ha-se'orim amayim v'orchin shahakol v'alo ha-se'orim ikar u'mishtani le'iluya. Yes, so what does he mean? I mean, that seems to be his question. That what? You should have it over there by the Mesh Lakos. Good question. Yeah, what is his question? Over here, the grain is the ikar, right? And it's improved. Tosis also mentions it here. Yeah. Tosis also mentions it here.
There's one more answer.
Wasn't an essential component of the Dvash Tamarim, Ishtani Leluya?
I don't know what Tos is talking about, because I actually think it's Pras. And then he says it's, it doesn't have any Mamish. I'm just saying, oh, man, what kind of Dvash Tamarim is Pras? It has no Mamish. But anyway, yeah.
Aren't you actually drinking the grain in the case of the beer?
No.
You're not?
No.
I thought the thing was that you mashed up the barley and you put it in the water and then you tried to siphon out the water.
You got fermented also.
Fermented, but the grain is still in there. I mean, it's not
it's
like
clear.
Water.
It's clear. Have you ever poured a beer or a glass of beer? It's just clear.
There's no grain
there's no
in beer?
No.
It's only the water that came from the grain?
The
water that
you... Can you see through it?
Yeah.
Not Guinness, doesn't get it.
Dude, Guinness is bread in a can.
Or a bottle.
Yeah.
Or a cake.
So what's he saying over here? That what it should be... He doesn't say what bracha it should be. Right now. But he's saying, why is it a shahakol?
Nope.
The ikar is what? The ikar is the seorim. And you can't say that what? That it's Zaya, you're saying. He's saying you can't say it's there.
Right.
Apparently he's saying this is what it's done for. This is what it's made for. This is how it's grown. This is part of the reason that you make, that they grow barley. I mean, barley is...
doesn't make very good bread.
Doesn't make very good bread. I've never seen barley bread. Anybody ever seen barley bread?
Yeah.
You have?
I've eaten it.
You've eaten it. How was it?
It's
probably not all barley. A lot of times we have this, like rye is not all rye. Just this portion of it is rye.
We had this city with quinoa, why you couldn't eat barley bread, it just like falls apart. It's like high quality enough to.
But I mean, the Gemara does say, which, if you have pasta, pita masora, you make on pita first. I guess you can't have it.
Maybe it's in Scotland.
It's coarse. Much coarser. Much coarser.
See, I might have opened my knowledge to use.
You read the books.
Scotland.
Okay, good. So what's his answer? I mean, now the thing is that this is also a question on what? I mean, it's not just beer. It's also a question like Michael. It's like your question.
Which question?
I ask a lot of questions.
The good ones. On tea.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, it's like tea.
Cooking.
Or coffee. Right? It's like tea or coffee. No, I'm just joking. it's like tea or coffee. Go ahead. Yeah. Right? Same idea. I mean, it's the same thing. It's, that's definitely what it's made for. And there's no other use for tea that I know of. Anybody know the use of tea? That's not why they grow tea for any other thing other than the drink. Or coffee. Go ahead. So what's his answer? Who wants to read it?
Coffee.
Sorry.
That's bad for coffee.
Yeah, that's very bad.
That's very bad for coffee.
What?
Because coffee doesn't have anything better to do with it.
The next thing is also bad for
coffee. Nothing better to do with coffee.
What about the chocolate cover of the coffee beans?
Yeah.
There's coffee cake.
There's no coffee in that.
So,
cake. You can have a chocolate coffee cake.
I mean, that's a good question, too. What broth would you make on the coffee bean?
No. There are cakes that are
coffee. Maybe the bishop
on drinks
cake
there, too.
Well, there's no question because the chocolate's thicker.
Yeah, but isn't it true?
Whoa.
I don't think it's
either.
It's not
even
liquid coffee.
Coffee beans are liquid. Are they beans?
Oh, yeah. They're berries, really.
Like, are they eight type things?
You don't
just put coffee beans into it.
No, not coffee beans, the instant coffee.
I mean, I think there's a fruit on the outside that you just get. Anyway, yeah, so what's he saying? There's a better purpose for bread. Meaning to say, it's like the old, it's like flour. It's like an amrin on leil, like we said by the flour. It's like we said by the flour. So in other words, it is a shinoi. It is a shinoi. Because you're not eating the thing itself. And it's a shinoi ligriusa, he's saying, basically. He's going to explain. Does he explain more or no? The Rabbeinu Yonah explained more. Go ahead.
Kivan, sorry, Inami, Kimisha Mashket Salu, Ikro Al Shein Hamayim.
That's better for coffee.
Coffee's clear?
Well, he means it's not, coffee. It doesn't have particles in it.
Oh, that's what he means?
Yeah.
Or Salu?
Solo means clear, but it doesn't necessarily
doesn't mean you can see through it.
Doesn't mean you can see through it, no. Go ahead.
Okay. V'lo shaka l'had rav u'shmul d'chol sheish b'ch mechamesh yos aminim. L'fisha ein kan ki'im ta'am balman. Midi d'hava asher sisa.
All right, that's the next sugya. Well, it's the next, coming after the next one.
D'amri l'kam amdal racha b'var shalko.
Yeah, that's also an important area. We got to do that also. Yeah, so that's his two answers. That what? It's either because it's a distortion of the thing. It's the griusa. It could be better, really. It has a griyach mei b'pas. Or because it's solo. But solo is difficult because what about the mei shlakos, right? What about the Meish Lakos? Yeah.
We also raised on the first one, so, I mean, by Kamath it's different, because by Kamath the Ili Achrina is afterwards. You take the flour and you turn it into bread.
Right.
You don't take the bread, you turn it into bread.
Yeah, okay, let's take the bread. Couldn't find the bread now? I'll show you where it
is. I just saw it now. It's by the Meish Lakos. Yeah, I was looking by the box one.
Yeah, what daf is that?
It's not like the potential, it's all in there.
It's, called Design on the Base, I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
Take a look at the Rabbeinu Yonah.
Maya
the Shivsa.
Page 54.
What do you think?
That's what Rabbi Fox calls it.
I don't know. That's clear.
Page 54. Like,
he says it's clear, so therefore the main thing is the water. The main thing is the water. So what about the Meish Lakos? What about the Meish Lakos? I mean, it's like very hard types of distinctions. Mainly, they drink the Meish Lakos for the pre, and here you're mainly drinking it for water. Beer? Happens to be.
I don't like the barley flavor.
It happens to be. I saw that. There happens to be a truth in that. That I saw once why in certain countries like Holland, they drink a lot of beer. I don't know if you know that. They drink a lot of beer per capita. It's much higher drinking beer. And the reason they said is that the water was very bad. And they noticed that the beer didn't make you sick. They didn't realize this because you boil the water. But... well, they didn't want to...
That's what's impaired.
So...
Both sides are drunk.
So that part of the country, that part of the world, the Scandinavia, they drink a lot of beer. But it's because their water's so bad.
How do they do over there?
What's that?
How do they do over there? Like,
they're drunk all the time.
Yeah.
They
don't care about
that. They're drinking beer all day long.
They're extreme socialists.
They're
way left.
I guess.
When you're drunk,
but like an American
but
response.
No, not necessarily.
No one has any ambition left.
Going
out
so far.
I know.
No, they're.
China is
like
this. Give them a lot of money.
That's 4 years.
That's because of
measurement.
It's not
4 years ahead of us. It's not 4 years ahead of us. Oh my god, we're not going to be there for another 4 years.
You know, in 2010, they're going to be like, hey, we were doing that.
That's actually how we figured out the TV.
Today, that's
not what I was saying.
It doesn't mean we're going to get there in 3 years.
Yeah, new iPad already. Okay.
I didn't say we're going to get there.
There's no iPods in 4 years.
You're really further behind.
You can't look at what they have.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Umayyad shifts Bray Free Hadama. Pirish Asif, Shinosim the top shield day with Mahat Imo. Right?
Okay, right.
But Al Hamaim Shalom of Akhre Priyadama, Kamo Al Asif Asmo. Kamalan Maya the Kulu Shaki, Kukulu Shaki.
That's exactly the opposite of the rhythm,
right?
Okay. Vim Toma.
Vim Kamar of the Dovsha de Tamri, Amaim of Arkinan Alaihu Shahakol, Kishu Bain.
Yeah. So why does it say over there that the Vash of the Tamar, and apparently all Mashkin, would be a Shahakol? And over here we say that Maya the Kul Shalki is Kul Shalki. Why don't we say that the Mashka is also like the Pri, or like the Tamar at least? Right?
Yeah.
In other words, they're both extracts from the pre. And, so why is it different?
Yishlomar, the Hasam Ishtanu Ligriusa. Ufikak Mavarkin Alaihu Bracha Guru Yoser.
That's always the good answer. That's always the good answer. So what is he saying? Hocha Li Luya Ishtanu.
Yeah.
So over there, it's worse. So honey is worse. Over here, the mei yirakos is better. So you must say that he's talking about in terms of the food, in terms of the entity, that the date is really better than the honey. But over here, it's better to eat, when you put the yerek in the tavshil, you want to have the, that's the better way to eat the yerek, that the tam should be out.
Maximizing the tam.
That's its nature. I mean, it's going to be...
Why is the tom better or does it should be boiled?
What's that?
The tom is out of it or just that it's boiled?
It's the mei shlokos. So the mei shlokos has the tom of the has the tom of the vegetable.
We're not actually eating the vegetable.
What is it now?
That's a good... No, you all... That's a good question. We'll keep that in mind. He brings it up a little later. But, just saying, why is saying one is a shayla d'gusha and one is a shayla d'gusha? So, in other words, give me one second if I want. It would seem, like you said by the shivsa, that these things are to give tam in the water. I mean, the shivsa is a little different, but it seems that's the idea of mei yirakos, to give tam to the water. And when you're cooking in a tavshil, vegetables that are cooked, you're saying that you want the tam of this yerek, but it's better to have the tam of the yerek throughout the whole tavshil than to have to eat this yerek and remember its tam when you eat the next thing. It's better. But by the dvash, that's just a different form of the tamar, and it's not as good a form. Let's go a little further, because he expands a little bit on this idea. I mean, the problem with understanding sometimes the Rishonim is he's just giving you a particular concept here. He's giving you a particular visual process at all. Right? So for the Rambam, it's not a problem, because we said for the Rambam, it has to be a legitimate visual process on the thing first in order to fall into the Neshlokas category. And here, you don't eat the Seorim at all. That's not how you eat the Seorim. You don't eat boiled Seorim. Right? But, so what do we hold by coffee? It's not really, I'm sure it's discussed more. I just found it briefly over here. Oh yeah, you're inside the Mishnah Brewer, but the, Bir Hitev mentions it. He says like this. I really should go through a lot of some of this, more of the, we should really do more of the halacha l'maisa stuff. I mean, the other thing is, it's just frustrating because everything comes out just
something.
Tons of machlokes and stekos. And anyway, but you have to know what there's a real suffix about and what there's not a real suffix about. I mean, just because you don't know, it's like the Bible says, you can't just say, oh, well, it's too complicated, I'll make shakal and everything. You have to be, what is the Gemara say? Maita kanta. You have to go wait till chacham. The only thing is, sometimes chacham will tell you, make a shackle. But he says like this. It's in Reish Dalid, I think. Yeah, Reish Dalid. He says, Meis Seorim Shem Vashlin, Al Sheikha Tamorim, Vashaycha Seorim, and all these other things, you make a shackle. So, why? So what's the reason that the Mishnah Brewer says? Ba'omid l'shasiyah. You put them together. Eina nichshav klal b'tav shel shel heimin emdogam shevarech borim minim izon Hashem varech borim minim izon ela al machol k'mo shkosa b'simun reish ches v'zai evav. This is in Simun Reish Dalid, the first sif, in the middle. But the Be'er Hetiv says, V'al ha'kovi v'teh nami shakol. Okay. And then he says, Ayin le'el Simon Reish Bey Sifkat and Yud Aleph, which is a mistake. It's Yud Tes. So over there,
where's John?
Over there, he says, not much more really. Over there, he says like this. Oh, there it is. Yeah. Because over here it's like this. Peros Shesharon O Bishlon the Mayim Afish Nichlas Tama Pri Mayim Eino Mevorech Al Osam Mayim Ela Shehakol. Right? So fruit that you cook, you make a shehakol on the water. So the Varosh Kos of the Efshar Shem Nichlas Tama Pri Mayim. No, I don't understand the rush. You never really define the rush. But anyway, maybe we should think about it a little more. But anyway, the berit is like this: Lo dami lamaya the silka, misim reishay. The hanu came in the rov achilas nai de shlika me shlikas and kamoson mashianikin peros the in darkon lemishkalei o lemischate el lemichla beinayu. The hanu lo amirishay me man kamoson beis yosef harashba. So that's the Rashba Shita. That's the main Shita that they go with. Umiu, the Peros Yuvashim, this is a machlokas. This is a machlokas in Yechmarim. If they're dried fruits that they would cook to eat because they were dried, is that of a din of things that are cooked or things that are not cooked? So some want to say it's considered things that are cooked because right now that's the way you eat them. And others want to say no, it goes by the way the fruit is planted. And really, it's planted as a regular fruit. And the thing is, because these are dried, they have to be cooked. But it doesn't go by the particular; it goes by the general. You know what I mean?
What's it talking about? What's the thing that you have to cook because it's dry?
Peros yuvashim kagon tapuchim v'agasim v'gudgonios. I don't know. They used to get. I mean, in those locales. You know, in those days, you couldn't get fresh fruit all the time. So you would have really dried out stuff. You know? You would really dry it out because the water supports the bacteria life, bacteria growth. So you dry it out completely. But then when you want to eat it, you got to rehydrate it. So they would boil it up. So on the May Peros, on the Mayim from that, there's a Machlokas Niachrona. Is that considered things that are dark on Lishalik? Or do you go by, you say, no, it's just had to be dried out because you couldn't get it fresh, but really it's not something you cook. We'll start it that way. But he says like this, the fein perish, I'm not sure what this is, the perish shirov achilasim bin mevushol v'adai mayim shalom kamosam. Shemeim pri adamo, mevachim bar gredam, v'im pri eis, mevachim bar gredam. Mogen Avram Mesupu Gzev. Al Kovi Vitei Mevorech Shehakol Perach Mosh Mate Aaron Chelik Aleph Simen Mem Chaim Perish Chuvas Shvus Yaakov Chelik Bey Simen He Shemvorechen Shehakol Al Kovi Velti Oval Beha Lamed Kuf Tes Likute I don't know Simen Tes Chuvas Ponim Eros Kosvu, the Medina Yishavarach Kori Pri Adama. The Lekachtov. And in the Panam Eros, he says that really should make a Bari Pri Adama on coffee and tea. Should check that out. We have a Panam Eros in here. El Shinogu Lavarach Shakal, Ayan Shum.
Or even they conclude. They say.
Yeah, it's a funny Panam Eros. He says, you should, but the whole world is knowing this way. But I guess it's going to depend. What would be the question? It would depend on your svara of why you make a shahakol on the sheikha.
See, it's right? Just because of the Yuliyachrina, it doesn't help you?
If it's just for the Yuliyachrina, it wouldn't help you by those things. But why don't they help me to suffer? Because the Rishonim give different many reasons.
Right.
I can get the tshuva. We have it on the Panim Eros I can find. I'm sure I can find this one too. But the Panim Eros is a big guy.
Who is he?
He mentioned him once before. He was a contemporary of Akiva Eiger. His Talmud was Yonah Simonson, so is it? Yonah Simonson?
The wrong guy.
I think that's what we're going
to do. Yes, right.
All right. So I guess we'll go back to the Gemara. I'll go back to the Gemara. Yeah.
Is that essentially the problem?